What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. They can help you find work in any industry. With just one interview at Express, you have a connection to endless jobs, whether you want a contract job, a new full-time role, or a summer job. Choose Express Employment Professionals. Express has more than 860 locally owned locations and no fees for job seekers. Visit expresspros.com today to find a location near you. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. The weather is heating up, which means summer is almost here. Macy's is my go-to place for summer fashion, and I'm getting so excited just looking at Macy's.com for new bathing suits, beach towels, even floaties for the kids. They have all the poolside essentials. Macy's has everything you need for any summer occasion, your summer trip, wedding, or graduation. Macy's has you covered. You can shop all your favorite brands like DKNY, Michael Kors on 34th. Shop at Macy's.com or in store. Hey there, mamas. Everyone knows how it goes. You're giving it your all to breastfeed or pump for your little one. But there are times when you might need a little extra help. That's where Traditional Medicinals Mother's Milk comes in. Mother's Milk is an organic herbal tea blend designed to support healthy lactation for breastfeeding and pumping moms. Plus, it's caffeine-free. Learn more about Mother's Milk at traditionalmedicinals.com/mothersmilk. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Wind Down with Jana Kramer, an iHeartRadio podcast.
I told you, don't read reviews.
I say don't read reviews. I know.
See, and because you stuff. Told me.
I know.
Don't read reviews.
That was a big mistake of mine. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Would you like to fill everyone in?
I would. So, you know, Caden's at basketball practice last night, and I've like gone through all my emails, gone through all the social media, and I'm like, you know what I haven't looked at? I haven't looked at any of the comments, minus some of them on Instagram, about the podcast, which I'm sure everyone knows. Like, this is very out of my comfort zone. Like, you know, I'm not, this isn't the easiest thing for me, okay? I'm just going to put that out there. I was like, I'm just curious. So I go look, and you know, reading through all the good and bad of all of it, I'm like, Catherine has to go. And then like another one that's, I don't know, one about me being judgmental or something. And then another one that was like, I'm sure in real life you're not, but like you're her yes person on the podcast. And I'm like, what? But, you know, anyway, it was bad. I shouldn't have done it. So then last night I was like in a funk. I was like, these people don't like me.
Right? It sucks, doesn't it?
It sucks. I don't know how you do it. Like, it I know.
Sucks.
Like, you don't get it, though, until it's like actually about, like, you. I know. I see it for you. But then it's like, dang. So I texted her last night. I was like, don't do that. You're right. Like, it was terrible.
Well, are you upset?
No.
Okay.
No. I'm not crying. Okay. No, I'm not crying.
It's amazing how someone can say something and just like, yeah, I mean, because I when I read things, it's like full on funk mode because it sucks. Because
yeah,
you want to like defend yourself to the people that say bad things.
Oh, I went to see if you could reply. Mm-hmm. You can't reply.
Reply. Just make sure you reply with not your name.
I know. One of them,
Catherine
though.
Woodard replies.
Well, how dare you? I do sometimes reply on the Instagram comments. Mm-hmm. Like if they have a question or it's something like I'll heart it or whatever. And one of them was on the Instagram comments, like the yes person.
Oh, really?
Oh, I was so close. But I didn't. I didn't say anything. I backed off. It's fine.
I have a question. Like, would you say something? Like, would you ever leave a review? Have you left a review?
I've left good reviews.
You're not a bad reviewer.
I am not a bad reviewer.
Could you leave a review about a person?
No.
Yeah. Like,
I'm even thinking like old nannies or babysitters or old, you know, teachers or old, like, I'm just trying to think of like, I would never, or even like, I would never go to like, I'm trying to think who's like a celebrity that I would go on. I would never leave a night, like, it'd be like, you need to stop whining or you need to stop, oh my God, get over it. It's like, who are you?
Yeah.
Like you, who are you to say anything? Who am I to say, like, I don't know what. Now, again, if you have an issue, why do you listen?
Exactly.
Like, you don't like why, me. Why do you listen?
Yeah, it's like some of them just in general were like, you know, one star or whatever. And it's like, I've been listening from the beginning and I'm like, don't listen. I don't know. But I'm sorry. I want to say I'm sorry to you.
For what?
Well, because it sucks.
Oh, yeah.
It sucks, you know? And I mean, again, mine was like three things. And I was like, oh, don't ever look at that again. You know, like, but that just sucks. It sucks that people think they have the right. And I understand it's a review. So on one hand, I understand you have every right to give a bad review if you want. But when people start attacking your character and, you know, stop the whine or whatever they're saying, like, it's just to be hurtful, in my opinion. And I don't like it. It feels icky. And I don't think I could do it. I think the only way I could do it is if I was like helping a business or something. And I still would have a hard time doing that. Mm-hmm. But if it was like your business was really being run into the ground or something and I felt like I was helping. Mm-hmm. But no, not on a person.
That's like my new favorite word in 2022. It feels icky.
I think I got it from you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. I've said it a lot.
Yeah.
And now you heard you say it. I'm like, did I get it from her? Or did she get it from me?
No, I got it from you. Okay. I think that's the first time I've said it.
But it does. It feels icky. Because it's like, I mean, it's hurtful and it's, and I know, you know, the Kardashians put themselves out there. Mm-hmm. We have put them ourselves. People put in, it's for criticism, but at the same time, like, do you got to criticize, like, you can maybe question why I've done certain things or why, you know, hey, Catherine, like, it's the way that people respond, I think, is what's icky.
Yeah.
Or well, how they respond.
And I don't love that, like, excuse. Well, you put yourself out there. Mm-hmm. I mean, I understand it to an extent, but at the same time, like, everyone's still human and it still hurts people.
Yeah.
And it's still at the end of the day, people are hiding behind their computers and they're bullying.
Yeah.
And I don't like it.
That's like, we had this thing happen. So there was this woman who I just happened to, someone had screenshotted me saying, hey, your neighbor is talking crap about you. And I'm like, I immediately got red because I'm like, my neighbors are my friends. Like, no, like what? So I look and it was on E! News and there was this girl being like, yeah, I live in Jana's neighborhood and, you know, her boyfriend moved in and like, it's just really sad what she's doing to the kids. And I'm like, first of all, Ian never moved in, hasn't moved in. Yes, he's here a lot, but like, no, he has not moved in. Third, fourth million, like, Who, like, why are you going? And that wasn't even bad. Like, it was just, but again, like, people just putting out, like, misinformation. And then they were all just, like, talking about, like, my judgment as a mom. And I'm like, you don't go after my momming. Like, you're not going to judge how I am as a mom and what I do for my kids every single day. So I have this chain with Pamela and, like, all my OG moms in the neighborhood, like Jenny and Molly. And I was like, who is this mom? Because there's been some new neighbors that moved in. And they are like, we'll be at your door in 5 minutes, 5 minutes with stakes and fire. Like, we will march down there and go, we don't talk about people in this neighborhood. Because there's other people. There's a few football players or whatever. It's like, we don't do that. And I don't want to have to feel like I have to be, like, careful of what I do so that they're not running to, like, E! News or whatever. So, long story short, Pamela, the detective of all detectives. And like, you're really good, but like, Pam goes into like, this is so her second cousin. Like, you know what
I'm
mean?
I'm so
like,
proud of her.
Yeah. Within like 5 minutes, she finds out she's not her neighbor. She lives, you know, down the street, like 5 miles. Her son is in the same classroom as Jolie. So I'm like heated. So we get her son's whatever. Find out. And I'm like, what do I do? Like, and Jolie was about to have a birthday party. I'm like, do I invite the mother to the birthday party? And then just on her way out in the gift bag, like, put the screenshot of what I know her thing is on E! News.
That's amazing. Like,
trust me. And so then I'm friends with Julie's teacher. So I text her and I was like, hey, give me the lowdown on like this kid's mom. Cause like this is, you know, she talked some like smack on whatever. And she was like, oh yeah, you know, like invite me to the party. I want to see it all go down or whatever. Geez. And so I was just like, what do I do? I'm like, or, and Pamela's like, here's her number. I'm like, or I just call her and just be like, hey, like, I know what you said. You don't know me and you're not my neighbor. So stop trying to say like, you know, anything. So I called her because I was like, I really wanted to like do the like the birthday party thing. But I'm like, I'm too much of a freaking baby and I don't like confrontation. But it would have been like kind of classic.
That's savage right there.
Super savage. But I was like, I can't do it. I can't do it. Well, it would have been fun though. And so I end up calling her, goes to voicemail. And then I text her and I was just like, hello, this is Jana Kramer, Jolie's mom. This is the information that I have. And I was like, don't ever claim to A, be my neighbor because you don't live in my neighborhood. You're not my neighbor. You have no idea if my boyfriend moved in, which he hasn't. I don't know how to explain that to you. But like, why did you feel like the need to go on a social magazine or whatever and just start making like statements and then question my motherhood about those poor kids? My kids are fine. Mm-hmm. I'm a great mom. And you don't need to worry about my poor kids. Like,
good for you.
So heck, I was just like, and I wanted to be like, and he's not invited to the birthday party.
Was he invited?
No, because I heard he's a troublemaker in class.
He was already a troublemaker.
He was already a troublemaker. So I'm like, well, doesn't fall too far from the tree.
They just do that for attention.
I wouldn't do that, though. That's a thing. Like, no, I'm not, I wouldn't
just
like.
Just an attention thing. Saying she was in your neighborhood was to get to be credible.
It was the kid comment, that those poor kids. I'm very sensitive to my kids.
Oh, I'm about, yeah, I get it.
Being a parent. Like, do not. Mm-hmm. And then spread false information.
No. Kids are off limits, man. They're off limits. You cannot mess with people's kids.
No. So anyways, that happened.
How did she respond?
I'm so sorry. You're absolutely right. That was really wrong of me.
Good for her.
Yeah.
I mean, at least she owned it.
She did. Thank God. Because if not.
It could have gone wrong. I mean, she was smart in that moment.
I had six wives I'm just ready to go with staked with this in flames.
This is going down.
I mean, you know. But so that was interesting. And then I have a question for you too.
Okay.
I'm not going to say the person's name, but it's a girl that I've talked to on Instagram.
Okay.
She's recently gone through a divorce. She's in the public eye. And I don't know why it bothers me, but we were DMing and I basically said something to her like, hey, I'm really sorry for what you're going through. You know, and we've DM'd, we've texted sometimes. I was like, I'm really sorry for what you're going through. You know, if you need anything, like I'm here for you or whatever. And then she's like, oh, you too. Like, I see that you're in a new relationship. Like, I'm really happy for you. I was like, thanks, girl. I was like, you know, it's just, you never know. But like, yeah, I'm definitely like in a good spot right now. And she's like, well, at least your ex was a lot hotter than my ex.
At least your ex
was a lot hotter than my ex. And I mean, I can pull up the message, but I was like, I stopped in my tracks and I was like, well, I would never, ever call her ex-husband hot. Whether he was hot or not, I wouldn't do that. So for some reason, it really bothered me because I was like, I mean, I'm just going to pull up the message.
I don't understand the point.
And maybe this is catty. And please don't be my whatever.
Yeah, no. I'm well,
okay. Then we started talking about, okay, so I just pulled the DM. Then we started talking about, she mentioned a story about her ex hating her. And I was like, oh, girl, don't worry. Like, you know, my ex hates me too, but really they hate themselves. Mm-hmm. Literally what I said. Mm-hmm. She goes, he does. Do you think he's a narcissist? This person, my ex makes my life a living hell every day. Blah, 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 blah. I go, my ex says I ruined his life too. Blah, 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 blah. How the heck do they hate, you know, does he hate me or whatever? Blah, blah, blah. It's like he's a man. At least your ex is hot. Mine looks like a clown. She goes, at least your ex is hot. And for some reason, I'm just like, sorry, that just kind of bothered me. I would never say your ex is hot, especially knowing how much she hurt you. Anyways, have a great day. I don't know why it bothers me. I would never say like, at least your ex was hot. Like, I don't want to talk about how hot my ex was.
So I think y'all are thinking two completely different things.
Okay, talk me through this.
I think she is literally just trying to make a point that like hers is not and is a clown. I think she's thinking,
hey there, did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job for the summer or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express Employment Professionals can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com today. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. You wake up with a sore throat and a low-grade fever. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are, well, get sicker and miss work. Hope to see a doctor this week. Or sit hours in a crowded urgent care waiting room. Nope, not me. I have a smarter option. Because listen, as a mom, we cannot afford to get sick. So therefore, moms, I got something for you. My medical emergency kit. When you get your own medical emergency kit, you just match your symptoms to the doctor recommended prescription in your kit. No waiting to see the doctor, you get well faster. This is not a first aid kit. It's like having an urgent care in your home. It includes doctor prescribed meds to treat over 39 medical issues like COVID, strep throat, pneumonia, all kinds of infections, including UTIs and many more. Plus a doctor's guide so you'll know exactly which med to take and how. As a working mom of three, like I said, I cannot afford to get sick, and I definitely don't have hours to spend in the urgent care waiting room. My medical emergency kit brings me peace of mind. It makes me feel so much better knowing I can be prepared for whatever might come up. And also with a young little baby, I gotta stay healthy. I recently used the anti-nausea medication included in the kit. I was shocked by how much better I felt after taking it. The instructions in the kit are super clear and easy to understand, and I'm so glad I have my medical emergency kit on hand. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get 15% off at twc.health/Jana and use promo code Jana. That's promo code Jana at twc.health/Jana.
About herself, and you're thinking about yourself. You don't want to hear that your ex is hot.
No, because I don't want you guys being like, oh, your ex was hot. I'm like, I don't want to hear that.
Yeah, none of us would say that to you, but I don't think that was her point. I don't think that was like a bad intention, okay. Personally. I think her point was more that like, at least you had a hot one and mine sucked. I mean, I think it was just more about.
Yeah, I guess.
But you just don't want to, that's something you don't want to hear, but she wouldn't know that.
I was just like,
I mean, I get where you're coming from, but I don't think that it was the intention.
Yes.
How did she handle you responding that way?
Oh, sorry. I was just trying to make light of it. And I'm like, I just don't want to, I don't even want to mention
that. Yeah, I think she was. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, because I don't think he's hot at all. Anyways, we're going to take a break and then we're going to get John and Anna, man coming on. You can pre-order The Go-Giver Marriage on Amazon today. I'm really excited to get them on. Talk about The Go-Giver. Let's take a break. Get them on. John and Anna.
Hello there.
Hi.
Hi.
Well, thank you so much for coming on Wind Down. I'm Jana. This is Catherine.
Hi, guys.
Okay, so you had The Go-Giver, and now it's The Go-Giver Marriage. So what was, how did you transition from, first of all, what is a Go-Giver? Give me the definition so I can be a Go-Giver.
Okay, lowdown on The Go-Giver. So The Go-Giver is a book that came out in 2008. So okay. It's going on, and the first rough, very rough draft rolled off my desktop printer in 2005. So we're coming up on 20 years. The premise of The Go-Giver, it's a modern parable and it's billed as a business book. So it's aimed at the business world, entrepreneurs and so on. And the premise of The Go-Giver is what we call the Pindar principle. It says, the more you give, the more you have. Mm. It just means in business, if you operate with a function, with a focus on the other person, with the idea of how can I add value to this person? How can I serve this person? How can I make their life better in the next few minutes? Rather than what can I get from this, right? That it's not only a nice thing, but it's actually advantageous. It's pragmatic. I mean, your life improves, not just theirs. It helps everybody. So the book did really well. It sold over 1 million copies. It kind of struck a chord and people loved it in the business world, but people kept writing to us and saying, when are you going to do a Go-Giver book about relationships? Mm. And that's how my wife got involved, because that's her world. Honest, this is her career. Her whole adult life has been about couples and helping enrich people's lives and helping them live more satisfying lives. So,
because Anna, because you are in the
therapist. I'm a therapist. Mm-hmm. I'm a therapist. I've been a marriage therapist as well as an individual therapist, mostly for adults. And that's been my lifelong career pretty much. Some stints in business and I have a consulting practice as well. But yeah, I care deeply about the details of what hold people back from succeeding in marriage. And a lot of times it's the emotional baggage that we all bring from our childhood that gets in the way of us being able to operate and function in a marriage in a way where all those old issues don't keep rising up and getting in the way of true intimacy. Mm-hmm.
So The Go-Giver Marriage, what is, like, how do you then transition from The Go-Giver to The Go-Giver Marriage? So what are the things that, like, to be a go-giver in a marriage?
You know, the subtitle of the book is The 5 Secrets to Lasting Love. And it's based on 5 components that are based on developmental theory. And developmental theory basically says that whatever you needed as an infant and as a child, you still need as an adult. And so each secret is based on core elements of things that you needed as a child that you still very much need now. What happens is that people get so busy with their lives, chasing their careers, being Instagram influencers, you know, going after, you know, lots and lots of you know, prizes, if you will, in the adult world, that they kind of lose track of giving to their spouse these things. So it, you know, the Go-Giver, the basic premise is that whenever you give to your spouse, you're adding value to their life, but it also reverberates back to you, and the value comes back to you as well in you know, deeper intimacy, closer relationship, better bond, that kind of thing.
So what are those things that the, you know, your child self needs now as an adult?
Well, one of my favorite of the secrets is just appreciation. And it's just the idea that the most important thing that we all need as children and as adults is to be seen, heard, understood, and deeply witnessed. And that's something that people want. They really want it. I mean, if you're going to be in an intimate relationship, you don't want this person to just love you. You want them to get you at a very deep level. You want them to understand you. You want them to almost be able to read your mind and feel you when you're just, your anxiety is rising, or you're just feeling like you're going to fall apart after a long week at the office, whatever. So it really is one of those things that being appreciated, it's such a small gesture, but it's a gesture of acknowledgement of you as a person. Mm-hmm. And we stress that it needs to be something sincere and authentic. I mean, it's great when somebody walks by you in the kitchen and says, "Babe, you're looking great in those jeans today." You know, these are compliments and they're lovely. But when we're talking about appreciation, we're talking about that moment where your spouse stops you and says, "You are the most wonderful person. Your friends are so lucky to have you. You're a really good friend. And when I watch you with other people, I'm just astonished at the way you listen and just what a good friend you are, what a giver you are." Mm-hmm. And then you're kind of taken back going, "Well, thanks." You know, I mean, it's one of those moments. And basically we teach people to do it 2 or 3 times a day and then up it 4 times a day, 5 times a day. You know, no one can get enough appreciation. You know, it's kind of like, I liken it to the way people, you know, you can either pray a prayer of praise and thanksgiving, or you can pray a prayer of gimme, 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 what have you given me today? Mm-hmm. And this is kind of the same. You know, it's like when you're giving to your spouse, when you're letting your partner know the little ways that he or she is constantly nourishing your spirit and the ways that you feel loved and taken care of and the ways that you see them as a person, it's really powerful. And that's one.
John, is there something for you that you struggle with? One of the secrets, like in your relationship, you're like, "Hey," because I know, like, I remember, I don't know if you guys read the book Love and Respect, but I remember reading that with my now ex. But, you know, it's like women want to be loved, men want to be respected. And is there a piece for you in one of your secrets in The Go-Giver where it's like, it's just, maybe it's harder for men in general, but might be also hard and just harder to do in your marriage?
I think, you know, one of the things that has really struck us in this is the power of believing in another person and letting them know that. It's like appreciation that Anna was saying. It's fine to appreciate the other person, but she's talking about putting it in words, actually saying it, because we often forget to do that. We kind of assume, yeah, she knows that I appreciate her. It's like that with this like core belief in the other person. It's easy to let it go, to just kind of assume it. But Anna has done this with me we've been together for 25 years now. We both came out of prior marriages. So we both, I like to say, you know, had emerged from the smoking ruins of houses that had burned down around us. Mm-hmm. And I think that I have a lot of self-confidence as a professional, as a person in the world. But in terms of my interior self, in terms of me as a human being, I never realized how much self-doubt I have. I mean, you talk about respect, but this is about self-respect. Mm-hmm. And Anna has been there for me in the way that a really good parent will be. And I don't mean she parentifies, but she's been there believing in me, believing in me, believing in me. I'll give you an example. I just published my first novel last year.
Oh, congratulations.
And even though I've published dozens of books, they've all been nonfiction. Anna used to say to me, "You would write great novels. You'd be a great novelist." And I would say, "Oh, why, thank you. I appreciate that vote of confidence." Translation: "Yeah, I don't think so. I don't believe a word you're saying, but I appreciate that you're saying it." But she kept saying it, and she wasn't obnoxious about it. She just kept feeding me that. She kept saying, and you know, she talked about developmental theory. Anna taught me the phrase primary narcissism, which is what a baby has. It's when they're first forming their identity. And you as a parent might say, "Oh, look at you. You read that whole book by yourself. You're amazing." And a kid just thrives on that, right? We all have that infant still inside us, right? We're all still that child beneath the sophistication. So she would say, "You're going to be a great novelist." And I would go, "Ooh, that's just such a nice feeling, but I don't believe it yet. After 20 years, I finally believed it. Mm-hmm. And you know, I published my first novel and just up for a Barry Award, and it's done really well. And that would not have happened without her building me up. So simple, but we just forget to do it.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Is because you guys have both come from past relationships. I'm almost a year divorced. I'm now in a new relationship, but you know, I often think back and go, okay, like what, you know, obviously I see things that I could have done differently in my last marriage. Now in this new relationship, it's like, how do you almost let, cause I think I'm so afraid of my past relationship creeping in and the possibility of like, oh my God, yes. what if he cheats on me like Max did? And what if, you know, that it's just like, I'm almost taking away how great like my relationship could be today with a new person, because I'm so afraid of like what the past can creep into my, you know, to now.
Yeah.
Wondering if y'all.
I want to speak to that if I may.
Please.
You know, both John and I not only came out of long-term marriages that didn't make it, but there were kids involved. Mm-hmm. And we both married for life. You know, we were the, like, you get married, you stay married kind of people. And, you know, the embers were still burning when we got together, in terms of both of us had a lot of self-confidence issues. I think you have to give yourself space. I think that allow yourself as many years and as much time as it takes, because if that person isn't willing to wait until you're really comfortable, mm-hmm. they're not the right person for you anyways. Mm-hmm. And it's perfectly legitimate to have those feelings of, I'm scared. What if he cheats on me? You know, what if this happens? What if my trust gets broken again? I don't think I can handle it. Well, then wait, because the handwriting is always on the wall if you wait a few years. And I tell people all the time, couples that I'm coaching or individuals that I'm coaching, you know, the red flags will go down on the field if you wait long enough. Mm. And so if you're still in the dating phase of your relationship, stay there until it's so black and white to you that you know it's the right move. Because people reveal themselves over time. Mm. It could be that moment when you're really hurting and he doesn't listen. Or it could be that moment when, you know, you're sharing some really deep, intimate thing and he changes the topic to talk about the game. Or, you know, it's like, it's so subtle sometimes, but women are very relational. That's why, you know, women have women friends, men have men friends. And I don't deny either one is very relational, but women, they get really deep and intimate around relationship. They want to be able to share at a very deep, very core level. Mm-hmm. And we often joke about how like men are Labradors and women are cats, you know, and Labradors are like, they just want to run with the bone and do a good job.
Yeah.
<That's> John's right. Like, yeah, that's what I've been trying to do. Isn't that, 25
isn't
years.
That the deal? That's the whole
Where's
point.
Where's my bone, right? Anna?
Yeah. But,
I will jump.
Yeah. Exactly. But, you know, women are looking for that, you know, it's the same when intimacy begins. Men are like, you know, I'm turned on, let's go. Women yep. are like, could we talk first? You know, can we have a glass of wine? You know, can we warm up a little? You know, there's a little bit of a time lapse there for women to sort of let their guard down, get relaxed and get comfortable. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's just that we're different in our makeup. And so I really feel like waiting and giving yourself all the space you could possibly need is the way that you get to find out, you know, where you stand.
Mm-hmm. Can I add a personal note on that? I just want to add to that, you know, this is our story, because when we first got together, when we first fell in love, we fell madly in love. Mm. I mean, we were friends first. We were business colleagues and friends. And we had the greatest conversations, and they went on for hours. We could talk about anything. I was like, who is this dazzling creature that can talk about anything for hours? And we just went on and on and on. Once we fell in love and realized it, I was a goner. I was just so done. It's like, we have to get married. And I wanted to get married right then. And I was very serious. I told a friend of mine, if I don't get married, I'll die. That was how it felt. Like, I just have to do it. I'm sorry. There's no note to this. And Anna, it was who said, yeah, I think we need a little time, which was very diplomatic of her. What she really meant was, I think you need a little time. Mm-hmm. Because I did. Oh yeah, you did too. Okay, we'll be looking. I did, because I didn't understand what happened with the first marriage. I didn't even quite understand myself. I mean, I didn't know it. And after a few years of just dating, I realized that deep inside somewhere, I was terrified that as much as I adored this creature, that if we got married, that one would blow up too. Mm-hmm. And I got to a point where I was thinking, you know, we're getting along really well. Maybe that's like all there is. Mm-hmm. We dated for 10 years.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, and then when we actually got married, it was just so black and white. In fact, Anna's daughter, we had kids, you know, that was part of the complication, teenage kids. Anna's daughter went to her one day and said, and this story is actually in the Go-Giver Marriage, in the book, in another character. But her daughter came to her and said, Mom, I think you should marry John. And Anna said, you do? Why do you think that? She said, well, he makes you happy. I mean, when your kids are coming and saying, guys, tie the knot, then it's a pretty good sign. Aww. But I'm really so grateful that we didn't jump in the beginning because I had some sorting out to do.
But do you think you could have done that? That's a thing. Could you do that sorting out when you're in a relationship? Because I feel like when you're in a marriage, it's like there's still sorting out always to be done.
You can for sure, but it's more complicated. But sweetheart, you're going to say something on that.
Well, I agree with John. It's more complicated because once you're in the intimacy of you've locked the door, so to speak, you've gotten married. Some people really experience that sense of like, what have I done? The minute the marriage goes down. And also, the intimacy deepens in the sense that people, you know, the baggage that each of us bring to the relationship unpacks, and it unpacks on its own. The part of you that has control issues or that, you know, is expecting sex more than the other one, you know, all of a sudden that.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job for the summer or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express Employment Professionals can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com today. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles in operation. Compatible device and vehicle require. You wake up with a sore throat and a low-grade fever. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are, well, get sicker and miss work. Hope to see a doctor this week, or sit hours in a crowded urgent care waiting room. Nope, not me. I have a smarter option because listen, as a mom, we cannot afford to get sick. So therefore, moms, I got something for you. My medical emergency kit.
When you get your own medical emergency kit, you just match your symptoms to the doctor recommended prescription in your kit. No waiting to see the doctor. You get well faster. This is not a first aid kit. It's like having an urgent care in your home. It includes doctor prescribed meds to treat over 39 medical issues like COVID, strep throat, pneumonia, all kinds of infections, including UTIs and many more. Plus a doctor's guide so you'll know exactly which med to take and how. As a working mom of three, like I said, I cannot afford to get sick, and I definitely don't have hours to spend in the urgent care waiting room. My medical emergency kit brings me peace of mind. It makes me feel so much better knowing I can be prepared for whatever might come up. And also with a young little baby, I gotta stay healthy. I recently used the anti-nausea medication included in the kit. I was shocked by how much better I felt after taking it. The instructions in the kit are super clear and easy to understand, and I'm so glad I have my medical emergency kit on hand. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get 15% off at twc.health/Jana and use promo code Jana. That's promo code Jana at twc.health/Jana.
It starts to play out and little spats and little irritations appear. And it can be harder for you to both have the compassion to say, I'm still healing this wound that happened to me 5 years ago. And I need to be able to heal that. I need to feel like that's fully managed. And usually when there's a trust broken, there's a deeper trust broken underneath it. If you go back into your childhood, sometimes there's something there that also really hurt. Mm-hmm. That kind of, you know, one feeds the other and makes the wound a little deeper than it should be. It's not that you can't heal while you're together in a marriage, but both of you have to be really, really willing to either bring in a third party counselor to help you talk through things or to have real rules for not letting fierce fights break out in a way that are destructive and or where you're in a shouting match where neither one is getting heard.
So I've been married for 14 years and, you know, we got married young. So you get married young. I didn't have this advice when I was 23 years old, you know, deal with your childhood wounds before you get married, you know. So you're in a marriage that I am in therapy dealing with my childhood wounds and trying to kind of maneuver that in a marriage 14 years later. I mean, there's been, you know, bumps in the road for years, but just really finally realizing it is from so many childhood wounds. So like what, I mean, you kind of touched on that, but it's a hard thing to figure out because it's like, we've grown so much. We're different people. You know, do things change? You know, were our needs different when we were younger than they are now? Or it sounds like they're the same, like you said, when we're children.
Yeah. They're not deep. They're not different, but it really also depends on your spouse and whether or not he can really embrace the part of you that's healing. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that takes having those really intimate conversations where you're letting him know that you realize you've got stuff that you're working on and you don't want it to hurt him and you don't want it to ride all over him. Mm-hmm. At the same time, you want him to give you some space to work on it and for it to be okay, that it exists. Because I had anxiety in my first marriage. I grew up with a family member who made me nervous all the time. I'll just put it that way without getting too deep into it. I had a parent who was depressed and they got very irritable at times and were sometimes very verbal about their irritability. And I was constantly watching them. I was nervous. And then I ended up with my firstborn child had special needs. And I'll tell you, a kid with special needs, you're nervous all the time because you're just watching them like a hawk to make sure they don't have another seizure or that something bad isn't about to happen. Yeah, we both have children with special needs. So those are really stressful on a marriage. So what I'm driving at, though, is that my anxiety rode all over the marriage. I mean, it was there all the time and it drove him nuts. But his way of dealing with it was to say things like, cut it out. It's not that big a deal. That's like dismissing.
Bad move, dude.
Yeah, it's dismissing your feelings completely. And so you really need that opportunity for your husband to really understand that these wounds aren't just surface. These wounds are deep. They had an impact on you, and that you're trying to be, I'm not sure if you're a mother, but you're trying to be the best mm-hmm. mother and the best wife, spouse you can be. And that you want to make sure that your wounds don't hurt him or don't impact the relationship. But you also want him to understand that you need his compassion and his space. And if that can get really established, there's a great deal of room for healing. And kudos to you for being in therapy, because old wounds, you know, they really, really deserve a compassionate therapist who's really good, mm-hmm. who can just be there for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I think that's definitely kind of where we're at. He is kind of giving me the space to just kind of, and I'm the one with the intimacy issues. Like I have a hard mm-hmm. time being vulnerable. I have, you know, all of those. And he's really given me the space to just kind of try and go figure that out. And, you know, and I have three kids. And, you know, what you said about your anxiety terrifies me, because I can be kind of that as a mom. And I'm like, what if I, you know, like, what if this affects my kids? You know, I mean, it's so much, you know, thinking about trying to fix yourself, but also not messing up your kids at the same time is.
Trust yourself as a mother. I just want to say this to you, because the sincerity of who you are is coming straight through that microphone loud and clear. You're not going to screw up your kids. Your kids love you deeper than you could even imagine. And you are not doing what was done to you.
Yeah.
And you're making sure. And the fierceness, I got to tell you, a fierce mother is way better than an ambivalent mother in a heartbeat.
Sure. Yeah, I hear that.
No force in the universe more powerful than a fierce mama. That's right.
Exactly.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
She will get, I sued the public school system for a placement that cost $24,000 a year and won in 15 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I walked
Don't
into
get in
that
way.
Meeting, walked, into that, walked into that meeting with a lawyer and said, I'm going straight to the state level. You cannot provide for my child. This is what she needs. It's an outside placement and I expect busing. Yeah, to and from.
Mic drop, Anna.
Love it.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. You got it. You know, there's nothing more powerful than a woman on purpose. Mm-hmm. So don't distrust yourself. That's my greatest advice. I'm sure your therapist is, you know, behind the
yes,
the mic.
That's great.
You know,
we have the same therapist. I gave her my therapist and she's
that's a true friend.
She's amazing. But yeah. It's funny because our therapist is very there, you know, she's like, I cannot confirm nor deny that, like that you have my best friend. I know. Like, I'm like, but we just exchanged appointments, so I know that you know. But I am curious though too, because a lot of people ask me this question, and you know, I know I have people that wrestle with it. Like, when do you know, like, it's to walk away? Like, I knew my walk away moment, but like. What do you tell couples? And that might not even have, like, I mean, you know, I don't know, maybe in y'all situation right. with you and your ex, I mean, with you and your husband, where it's like.
There's not infidelity.
There's not infidelity. Yeah. There's not this, there's not that. But it's like, it's just you guys, it's like, do you continue to, you know, be a go-giver in the marriage? Or is it just like when maybe there's love lost and it's like, it's, you don't know how to get that back. It's like, cause that feels like. Exhausting too. And it's like, I know with my ex, like just trying and trying and trying. And finally it's like, people are like, when did you know enough was enough? Cause I have so many people that reach out. They're like, I'm just miserable. And it's like, and I always say like, well, try therapy, try things. And but it's like, what is y'all's advice for, you know, when to go the opposite way of being a go-giver, I guess.
In our book, the Five Secrets of Lasting Love, the first four secrets are really all about being generous with your partner. Mm-hmm. The fifth secret is about being generous with yourself. And I just want to say about your, you know, that it is absolutely being a go-giver when it's time to take care of yourself. Mm. Or say it this way, being a go-giver is not contradicting, doesn't contradict being a go-giver to yourself, giving to yourself what you need, taking care of yourself. If you don't take care of yourself, then you're no good to anybody else anyhow. So it's part and parcel of this whole cycle of giving. And the only other thing I'll say is that, when I sat down with a therapist with my former wife, when I realized we were in serious trouble, I went to the local university and I got the head of the psychology department and said, I want the best therapist in the city. Mm-hmm. So we got him, we sat down with him, fantastic guy. And he's first appointment, he said, I want you to know that I am an expert at putting marriages back together. Mm. However, if we determine that we're at the point of no return, I am also an expert at taking marriages apart. And I was like, I like this guy because he doesn't have a horse in this race. He's here for us. When we reached the point where it was clear that we needed to take the marriage apart was when it was clear that we weren't both on the page of being allowing to the other person, of some give and take. There was no give and no take in the negotiation. And it's like, we're at a brick wall. Mm-hmm. But here I turn it over to my more erudite partner and wife, Anna.
Well, I'll tell you, one of the secrets in our book addresses all issues of codependence. Mm-hmm. And codependence is really, in a nutshell, somebody telling you and or acting out in their behavior, telling you that you are either too much or not enough. Mm-hmm. You know, and when somebody is constantly telling you, you know, I love you, but I'd love you more if you lost 35 pounds because I'm really not attracted to you the way you are. It's like, bingo, you know, this is not okay. Mm-hmm. Now that's not a reason to just shut the door and end it, but I'll tell you the things that I think are really serious red flags. And I'm a great believer in couples therapy where the both members of the couple are willing to get in for a year. And I mean a year of get down and get dirty, because guys come with as many childhood wounds as women in a heartbeat, often more. Guys are brutalized by their fathers at times when they're kids. And they become this tough guy because everyone tells them not to be a sissy. But what you see walking around in America, and you see it in guys that have sex addiction, pornography addiction, they have working out at the gym too much addiction, mm-hmm. they have computer addictions, they have all kinds of addictions because they don't feel good enough as they are.
Success addiction.
Exactly, success addiction. Mm-hmm. And they have terrible childhood wounds, and it's called covert depression. And if you want to read a phenomenal book on it, I'll recommend one that's not ours. It's called I Don't Want to Talk About It by Terrence Real.
I need that.
Okay, I don't want to talk about it.
And yeah, I don't want to talk about
it. I'm
writing
notes.
It's a brilliant title, and he's a brilliant therapist. And I've studied with him. A lot of other therapists around the country have studied with him, and there are therapists all over the country that teach and work with his methods. He will get right in the middle of your marriage, and he will figure out who is casting the most stuff on the wall immediately and basically dig right into their childhood and find the elements that are hurting. I've seen him take grown men who are totally arrogant and totally narcissistic and totally brutes with their family, with their kids, with their wife. And I've seen them level them to tears and open up the can opener of deep, deep abuse and depression from their childhood. And all of a sudden the father starts awakening to the fact that he's the problem, and the whole marriage starts to shift. But it's a year-long process. You know, you got to get in and you got to be willing to stay there. If people are willing to do that kind of work, there's great hope for their marriage. I don't care what they've been through. Mm-hmm. However, if you're being hit or physically abused by someone, these are not generally people that are going to wake up to their wounds or try to work on anything, because if they were trying to work on things, they wouldn't be hitting you. They'd be punching a wall instead. But the minute the abuse is aimed at you, you really want to get to women and people around you and find a way to get yourself safe and get your kid, because you don't want your kids witnessing that. You do not want your children viewing that kind of stuff. You know, alcoholism is a tough one. If people aren't willing to get on the wagon, I've seen terrible things go down in families where one or the other of the marriage partners is drinking to excess and getting really arrogant and aggressive. And, you know, you see terrible behavior. And if they're not willing to get on the wagon and get into a 12-step program and do the things that they need to get clean off of drugs and alcohol, then it's time to walk. You know, it's like you have to take care of you. Mm-hmm. And that is the fifth secret. The fifth secret is about growing yourself, making and recognizing that in any good marriage, the marriage itself is not going to feed you. You have to feed you. You have to bring your best self to the marriage. And so does your spouse. Mm-hmm. So it's really about growing yourself. And that is about self-respect. So, you know, when the time is there, get with a therapist. It'll take them less than a session for you to know that it's time to move out.
That's really good advice. Although my little red flag meter came up in my well, because so my ex had a sex addiction, which is one of the reasons why, you know, I tried for 6 years to try to, you know, work through. We have two kids and I tried everything until the pattern just kept repeating and, you know, had to eventually throw in the towel, unfortunately. You know, so in this, you know, new early relationship, I'm definitely have a lot of issues. Again, now knowing a lot, I mean, because I've done a lot of work too, I know a lot of it is childhood related and trust and worth and enoughness and all that stuff. You know, and then, but something that you said, I was like, oh my God, he works out all the time. My new boyfriend, like, I mean, literally he's in the gym and he's an ex and he's a Navy SEAL. So, you know, Navy SEAL, CrossFitter, but then I'm like, oh no, like, is it because, so now that he works out every day, you know, for a couple hours, like, does he have a problem? Cause now I'm like, like, is this like, you know, and I know that he has his, you know, especially from what he does, it's like he has this identity where, you know, it's him not being, you know, overseas anymore and losing kind of his identity. But it's like, I guess I'm just so worried about something that will then repeat the pattern of the past again. So now that just freaked me out. So if we can help calm that, or what I was something I could say to him, or like,
and I would say that's your next topic with your therapist is to talk about the anxiety that drove in you, because it doesn't mean, you know, John's one of John's best friends is a Navy SEAL. He's written like 8 books with him.
Okay.
A novel, for example.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. The novel, amazing. The novel they wrote together as well. Just because he's a Navy SEAL and he's got that macho exterior and he likes to work out doesn't mean that that's an addiction. And yes, most, you know, Brandon and other Navy SEALs I know, they go to the gym every day. It doesn't mean that they're depressed or that they have an addiction. You have to really measure it around what's going on in the rest of his life and how is he doing.
Yeah.
And also, you know, how able is he to sort of let down his guard and be vulnerable with you?
Oh, yeah. No, we've had some really good talks. Like he's shared emotions. And I mean, I know he has some identity stuff that he's working on, but being able to acknowledge it is like, I'm like, okay, he's at least wanting to, he can see it. He can acknowledge it. He can, you know, express emotion. But yeah, no, that just like.
That's heartwarming to hear. I mean, just that little bit that you just said, I've dealt with a lot of SEALs in the process of working, of writing all these books with my buddy Brandon. I've gotten to know the SEAL community really, really well. Talk with a lot of families and siblings and parents and partners. And there seem to be two kinds of special ops guys. There's the spec ops guys who get out of the service and make the leap to civilian life and find meaning in civilian life. And there's a lot of guys who can't quite make the leap. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're kind of like the guys sitting in their living rooms who are trying to relive their high school or their college years and saying, you know, the rest of life is downhill. And when somebody can't make that leap to civilian life and to finding new meaning in a new career and a new path, then it's very, very tough to get, you know, to get through that wall. But if it's a guy who's, you know, who's come out of that world and now he's in this world and he's as opening up to you and seeing things that he's working with and sharing his feelings, that's phenomenal, because there's no one as deep as a spec ops guy. And these guys often have really tremendous depth of thinking and character and intellectual capacity. And they were not just macho fighting GI Joes, is my experience anyhow.
Yeah.
They have to have brilliant intelligence just to make it in, because the stuff they have to do once they're out in the field, I mean, it's really high level. I mean, they have to make calculations on a moment's notice that are very, very high functioning. Mm-hmm. So yeah, they tend to be a cut above in terms of their intelligence. So I would also just question, you know, has he ever considered therapy? Because, you know,
he goes to my therapy's place too.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Because
this is great.
I give all my therapists out to people.
He's got the greatest therapist, apparently.
Yeah. No, he doesn't see it in my therapist. He sees it because my therapist is like, we can't do that. So
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, smart.
No, and that's good boundaries on her part.
No, so she's a great therapist. Yeah.
really important. Even the I cannot say or deny, you know. Yeah. It's good boundaries.
Yeah, I know. But I'm like, I told her one day that we're just gonna all show up, like all, you know, three of my best friends that all have her. So we're still just gonna show up and just make her life hell
make
one
her
day.
So uncomfortable.
Just love to make her uncomfortable. Well, yeah, okay. Man. This is good.
It's all good.
All this is very good information. I could feel like I could talk to you guys like forever. I love all the insight. But we can pre-order the book now. And then when does it actually come out?
March 8th.
This is so exciting, you guys. It's so soon.
I know. We've never written a book together before.
Oh,
I've published
so
over 30
excited.
Books. This is our first one together. And it's also the first time we've ever like gone on the road on a promotional tour like this together. So this is just, we're having a blast. This is like the sixth secret.
No. Me and my ex wrote
Not
a book
you,
together.
Maybe.
No, we wrote a book. It was a New York Times bestseller. And a couple chapters were not very honest from him. And come to find out. Yep. And then, and then we got divorced very soon after when it came out. So I was like, well, the good fight. I'm doing the good fight by myself now.
So it'll go one way or the other.
Okay, yeah. So you guys are going to do great though. You guys got way more experience, way more years. You seem like a good guy and you're a therapist.
And the five secrets, the thing about the five secrets is that they're really designed to be something that you can employ in minutes a day. Mm.
Yeah.
And so if you dissect each secret and really understand it, and the second half of the book, the first half is the parable, but the second half of the book is called the practice. And basically it's the half that I wrote that goes in depth into each secret and what it means, why it's there, and also what its opposite is. The opposite of appreciation is criticism. Mm-hmm. And criticism will kill a marriage. I mean, mm-hmm. kill it dead as a doornail.
Yeah.
And so if criticism is just a constant and your brain gets in a loop, you know, if you're criticizing constantly, you're looking for things to criticism, you know, to criticize.
Which mm-hmm. what so, is the, cause it's like, I know I've done that. And I even caught myself like doing it, just being, saying things in my relationship now, but it's like, it's looking inside of us though, right? It's nothing that they're actually doing. It's more of like my unsatisfaction with myself and what I'm doing, right?
It's also, and I just want to bring it back to the things that you said about childhood wounds. Mm. I find that for myself as a woman, and I see it in a lot of women that I work with, control is one of our big issues.
Yeah.
We want to control the universe.
Yeah.
And in trying to control the universe, we're trying to make everybody do things the way we think they should be done. And that's where the criticism sneaks in. It's like, you know, hon, I really would like it if you could just hang that towel up in the kitchen. It doesn't deserve to just lay on the counter. You know, I mean, it's like, it's such a stupid thing to comment on, but it's that little niggly, like, you know, let me pick apart until mm-hmm. everything's done the way I like it. I like the kitchen floor always swept every night after dinner. You know, it's like, is that my issue or is it John's and my issue? Mm-hmm. It's my issue. So I don't ever bring it to him. I just want it swept. So mm-hmm. I do it, you know, but it's like, you know, there's just all these ways, I think, that especially if we have wounds from our childhood where we had any parents who were unreliable, and we all had parents or early boyfriends or people who were just totally unreliable. Your ex was unreliable. You know, a whole different negative, not true scenario was going down while you were living with him. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that is enough to just take your trust and implode it. So be gentle with yourself and recognize that, yes, the opposite of appreciation is control, but you can switch the loop to appreciation mm-hmm. and not from criticism and control.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out.
So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job for the summer or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express Employment Professionals can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com today. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles in operation. Compatible device and vehicle require. You wake up with a sore throat and a low-grade fever. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are, well, get sicker and miss work. Hope to see a doctor this week, or sit hours in a crowded urgent care waiting room. Nope, not me. I have a smarter option because listen, as a mom, we cannot afford to get sick. So therefore, moms, I got something for you. My medical emergency kit. When you get your own medical emergency kit, you just match your symptoms to the doctor recommended prescription in your kit. No waiting to see the doctor, you get well faster. This is not a first aid kit. It's like having an urgent care in your home. It includes doctor prescribed meds to treat over 39 medical issues like COVID, strep throat, pneumonia, all kinds of infections, including UTIs and many more. Plus a doctor's guide so you'll know exactly which med to take and how. As a working mom of three, like I said, I cannot afford to get sick, and I definitely don't have hours to spend in the urgent care waiting room. My medical emergency kit brings me peace of mind. It makes me feel so much better knowing I can be prepared for whatever might come up. And also with a young little baby, I gotta stay healthy. I recently used the anti-nausea medication included in the kit. I was shocked by how much better I felt after taking it. The instructions in the kit are super clear and easy to understand, and I'm so glad I have my medical emergency kit on hand. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get 15% off at twc.health/Jana and use promo code Jana. That's promo code Jana at twc.health/Jana.
So when you can take it and start appreciating him multiple times a day, you're going to find that he warms up and the whole tone of the relationship changes. And your brain will get accustomed to the positive loop, not the negative one. Mm-hmm. It really is a habit.
Well, I'm getting this book. I know it says marriage, but to me, it's the go-giver relationship because I think it's important, you know, in a relationship with, you know, friendships, with marriages, with partnerships. Yes. So I'm so excited to read your book. I'm so happy for you guys. Congratulations on joining forces and what you guys love and do. And just thank you for bringing your knowledge and your insight to our podcast. I really appreciate it.
And
thank you so much. I just want to say, we've just found out why your show is so popular. I mean, this has just been a lovely conversation. Thank you so much.
I really appreciate it.
Exactly. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, guys. Appreciate you. Have a good one.
Take care.
Okay. Bye. Oh, I love them.
They're so sweet. I love them. I feel like I've just gone through therapy again.
Yeah, you good?
I'm good.
I'm so proud of you, though.
Oh,
like,
thanks.
I'm so freaking proud of you. Like, you're just like, you're emoting emotion and you're feeling
it. I'm so emotional this week.
But I'm so proud of you.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Like really, like you're working through it. Cause I know it's probably like, it's like some of it just like confusion. Cause you're like, why am I emotional? I don't know why I'm emotional.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I mean, I definitely like everything she said and everything. I mean, it makes sense. Like mm-hmm. I've got to work through childhood traumas. I get it. But yeah, it's confusing. Yeah. Especially when I'm not used to being vulnerable. So I'm like, why am I crying? You know? So yeah, but that was good. I really enjoyed them. I'm excited about the book too.
I'm very excited.
What do people want to hear?
Well, I asked people, in the last, we got like 2 minutes. Everything is about Ian. Where's Ian? Why isn't Ian around? I'm like, does Ian live with you? No. Are you married and do you have children?
Oh. New follower.
When can we expect the new single? New follower. It just came out. It's called The Story. Okay, this is a good one. How do you find your passions? I'm feeling stuck in life and I don't know what I love. I think that's a really good one.
I think a lot of people probably feel that way.
What do you do? Because I struggle with that.
I mean, I think it's hard because first of all, I think for me, work is a passion. But I feel like a lot of people don't work in their passion. You know what I mean? They're not passionate about their work.
Yes, 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 yes.
But then outside of that, that's tough. It's like I always say, I need to get a hobby.
That's what I need. I need a hobby because my passion is my kids and like
right
and working. I love what we do. But then it's like I think my thing is where I'm struggling is like what's my identity?
Yeah, that's a tough one.
I can't even go down the loop. We only got 2 minutes, so that's another time, another story.
Pick an easier question.
Advice. I'm going through a breakup. You'll be fine in a few months.
You've become all your friends. You'll be fine.
You'll be fine. The light in the tunnel. You'll see it. No, you broke up for a reason and find out like you're going to learn so much about yourself and then you'll realize why you broke up. What's your favorite color? I don't even know that.
Turquoise teal.
Same.
Yeah.
Or were you just telling me mine?
No, that's mine.
Okay, yeah, mine too.
But I've heard you say it.
How do I deal with toddler tantrums? I scream really loud.
Outside for the neighbors to hear.
Oh.
Not in front of the
kids. Why haven't you signed a record label? Because nobody wants me.
Stop.
Okay, one last question. Stop.
Oh my God, there's so many.
How's it going with your boyfriend? Do you want more children? Have you met you? Like, these are all the same. Are you okay? You seem sad.
You know. Are you okay?
I'm good.
Good.
I'm okay. All right, we're done.
On that note,
we're done. Love you guys. See you next week.
See ya.
Hey there, mamas. Everyone knows how it goes. You're giving it your all to breastfeed or pump for your little one. But there are times when you might need a little extra help. That's where traditional medicinals Mother's Milk comes in. Mother's Milk is an organic herbal tea blend designed to support healthy lactation for breastfeeding and pumping moms. Plus, it's caffeine free. Learn more about Mother's Milk at traditionalmedicinals.com/mothersmilk. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You know, I don't even know where to start with this because it's the comfort, it's the style, it's the whole look. That's what I love about my Tecovas. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Shop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, TECOVAS.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique two-in-one product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just two capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7. Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.